Our scripture for today comes from the Gospel of Matthew in the 14th chapter, reading verses 22 through 33. Hear the word of the Lord. Immediately he made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But by this time, the boat, battered by the waves, was far from land, for the wind was against them. And early in the morning, he came walking towards them on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, saying, "It is a ghost." And they cried out in fear, but immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid." Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." Jesus said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat and started walking on the water and came toward Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me!" Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "You of little faith, why do you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshiped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." May God bless this reading and hearing of this, his holy word. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we do come today with the cares of the world upon our soul shoulders and upon our heart. Father, we pray that we could push them out to the periphery for now and create that blank space where we can listen and hear what you have to say to us. We ask this in Christ's name. Amen. So we're all familiar with this passage. We're all familiar with the excitable Simon or the show off Simon or whatever. Now, before this, Jesus had been teaching, and he told the disciples, "I want you to go to the other side of the sea, and I want you to wait for me." When Jesus went up and prayed, and during the night, a big old storm came up. And it was against the disciples, which means they weren't making much progress. Now, I get scared enough in bad weather, and I cannot imagine being in a, shall we say, a rinky-dinky little wooden boat with 11 other guys working the oars and not making it very far. I can hear them saying, "We're not making any progress forward. What are we going to do? Oh, just shut up and row. We'll make it. We'll get there." So they were all panicked, obviously. And then, to add to the excitement, they see this person walking across the water. And they thought, there's no way that a person, a man, could walk on water. It must be a ghost. It must be a spirit. Oh my gosh! Not only are we not making progress, but this ghost is probably going to take and upset our boat, and we're all going to die. Now, obviously, it is Jesus, And he comes and he tells them to take heart. And then for whatever reason, maybe because he was trying to show off, he was trying to show Jesus that he was bold, he was worthy. Simon says, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come out and walk on the water to you," which Jesus says, "Okay, come on out." And Simon is actually walking on the water. Can you imagine that? That would freak me out, probably. How the heck am I doing this? And then Simon, who is looking at Jesus saying, "Keep your eyes on me and you will be all right." Suddenly, Simon gets distracted by the wind and by the rains, and he takes his eyes off of Jesus. And what happens? He sinks. He's going down. And as he's going down, he's saying, "Jesus, rescue me, please. I'm too young to die." What does Jesus do? Jesus reaches down and grabs Simon's arm, pulls him back up, and says, "I've got you, Simon. I've got you. Let's go back to the boat now." Couple things. Simon saying, "Lord, if it is you, let me walk on the water." Takes a lot of faith in that person to actually ask that. Was it a reckless act? Probably. Wasn't the best thing in the world to do, in the middle of a storm and everything. But Peter had the faith in the midst of the storm. He had faith in Jesus. When Holly found out what I was going to be preaching on today, she says, "Ooh, you've got to see this scene from The Chosen." All right. Now, I don't watch The Chosen. I've got my own reasons. It's not bad or anything. I just don't want to watch it. But she pulls it up on her phone. "Here, watch it." And I, as a good husband, said, "Yes, dear." The thing, and I've seen clips from The Chosen. And while there's a couple things in this scene that aren't necessarily in the scripture itself, the thing that kind of brought out and emphasized some of the things was the way that it was filmed and the way that it was done. You've got the disciples in the boat. They're not making progress. You got these big, huge waves. Then there's Jesus walking across the waters. And you got Simon Peter getting out, and Jesus saying, "Keep your eyes on me. Keep your eyes on me. Simon, keep your eyes on me." And Simon doesn't. Simon takes his eyes off of Jesus and notices the storm, notices the wind. And what happens? Bloop. One of the ways that they filmed this was In my mind, I did never thought that Simon actually sank that far. But in the depiction, Simon went under and he was on his way down. And all of a sudden, you saw this arm reach down. Simon reaching up. And both of them joining together. Jesus pulls them up. They go to the boat. Simon is obviously a little bit hysterical. And Jesus says, "Don't worry. I am here. I will always be here." You know, we all in our lives, we face storms. We have the sudden storms that come up. They're storms of different sizes. We have physical storms, spiritual storms, a lot of doubt that comes up. Sometimes we see the storm coming in. I've seen pictures taken from boats in the middle of the ocean where the sea is very calm, but off in the distance, you see this storm coming. And the ship doesn't change course. It can't. It's got to get somewhere. So it's got to go into the storm. Jesus, rescue me. How many times have we all said that? What do we do when we see that storm coming? What do we feel? What do we want to do? We don't want to go into it. We want to turn around. We want to try to go around it. We fear the storm because we fear what it may do to us. Another interesting thing about this scene that my pushy wife made me watch is Jesus saying, basically, storms are a good thing. Storms are a good thing to go through because they remind us of how dependent that we are on a lot of things, but especially on Jesus. And Jesus's advice to us when we are in the storms are the same thing, is the same thing that he told Simon. Keep your eye on me. Look at me. It'll be okay. Keep your eye on me. I equate that to Jesus saying, trust in me. Believe in me. Believe that I am with you. Always that I will go through the storms of life with you. And though you might not perhaps notice me, I always notice you. We have to remember that if our eyes do start to turn away from Jesus, and we start saying, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? How am I going to get through this? Is my boat going to make it through this storm? Am I going to capsize and fall into the deep? Am I going to let myself fall into despair? The word despair or the word that is translated as despair in this text comes from the word ditazo, which literally means double stance or going in two ways, shifting between two positions. So when we doubt, we're flipping a lot of times. A lot of times we're like, oh my gosh, look at the storm. Wait a minute, I gotta look at Jesus. Oh my gosh, look at the storm. Oh, wait a minute, I have to focus on Jesus. Another interesting thing is when Jesus says, take heart, it is I, do not be afraid. The verb that is used for take heart is tharseo, which means to be emboldened to show courage. Interesting. Take heart. Take heart, it is me, all will shall be well. Be emboldened to have the courage to stay the course. Be emboldened to keep looking at Jesus to get through that storm. Because just like was said in The Chosen, Jesus will never leave us, will never forsake us. And to get through the storms that we have in life, we have to keep our eyes on Jesus, to have the faith that he is with us, to have the faith to get out of that boat, to do something bold, to follow Jesus, because he will take us through the storms that we have in life. If you notice, back on the table, I have placed a picture that was given to me as a Christmas present that has sat in my office. I kept saying, gotta take it home, gotta take it home, gotta take it home. And I haven't. And then when I read for this week, I was like, okay, that's why. That's why this thing has been sitting in my office. Notice, you've got the boat. You've got Jesus. Notice how they're holding hands, how they're gripping the arms, not just gripping the hands. Gripping the forearms is a much stronger grip than just gripping the hands. That's how Jesus holds on to us, and that is how we, in turn, should hold on to Jesus. So it's okay when the storms of life come to cry out, Jesus, rescue me from this storm, from this danger. But we also have to remember to have the faith and have the courage to keep looking at Jesus. Amen.